coming to you from deep inside the bowels of a great big empty. Get ready for another episode of The Home Defense Show with Skip Coriel.
And that was the voice of Golden Glenn, the official announcer of The Home Defense Show. I'm your host, Skip Coriel, author of 22 books, Marine Corps veteran, founder of the Second Amendment March, proud father of seven, grandfather to 19 and counting. And as a special bonus, I'm also madly in love with my own wife. My priorities in life are God, family, and country in that order, and I hereby promise to never compromise in my convictions. I may go broke, but I'll never go woke. All right, folks, we got a great show for you today. First, we'll speak with self-defense instructor Reggie Macon about his martial arts school called Battleground JKD. Then we'll be speaking with John Cello from South Carolina in our ShootingClasses.com self-defense report, where we get some expert advice on the details of self-defense. But before we get too far into the show, let's thank our sponsors, United States Concealed Carry Association, ShootingClasses.com, and CenterShot Indoor Gun Range. Okay. You know, folks, life is good, but life is rough. And it just seems like life is getting tougher and tougher every single day. This morning, I woke up, I think it was like 6:45. And normally, I'll drag my sorry old butt out of bed and I'll shake off the sleep and I'll stretch. And, you know, I tell you, at 66 years old, when I get up in the morning, my body sounds like a bowl of Rice Krispies when you pour on the milk, you know, snap, crackle, and pop. But that's the way it is when you get older. But this morning, it wasn't so much my body that was the problem. It was my mind. I woke up and I did not want to get out of bed. I did not want to face the world. I just wanted to lay there in my nice warm little cocoon and avoid life. I didn't want to deal with work. I didn't want to deal with problems. I didn't want to deal with politics. And that's a problem because that's a kind of a big part of my job, right? I mean, I deal with the news all the time and what's happening in personal and self-defense and home defense and all of that stuff. And I'm supposed to be strong and brave, courageous. I'm supposed to be indomitable and I never, ever give up, right? Well, not this morning. I was just rather wimpy, I guess. And I'm not proud of that, but sometimes I get that way and I need a kick in the butt to get things back on track. That's usually when I go out and buy a nice ice-cold mocha frappuccino with caffeine and sugar, and that gives me a little bit of kick. And I'm going to drink some right now. Hold on. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's good stuff. Liquid courage. But, you know, I got to thinking. When I feel that way, I remember my time in the Marine Corps, in Marine Corps boot camp. And I'm going to read a little essay. It's from my book, Sunrise Reflections, Finding Hope in Hard Times. And this is just a little story about my time in boot camp. It's titled, Doing Pull-Ups. Back in 1976, if you made it straight through boot camp without any injuries or other setbacks, then you could get through it in 11 weeks. But Private Strang was an unusual man. When I met him, he'd been in Marine Corps boot camp for about 9 months. To say the least, that was not normal. It's different now, but back then, you could, in theory, spend years in boot camp provided you never did one thing. Give up. You see, Private Strang was tall and skinny, with a naturally weak upper body. At best, if he tried really hard, and the wind was blowing in the right direction, and all the planets were lined up perfectly, and he prayed hard to Almighty God, then Private Strang, on a good day, could do 2 pull-ups. Unfortunately, the requirement for graduating Marine Corps boot camp was 3 pull-ups. Most of us recruits were fascinated by Private Strang, simply because he'd endured boot camp for such a long time. There was something special about him. He could have given up and gone back home to Mama and Papa, but he didn't. He hung in there, refusing to fail, refusing to pack it in and admit defeat. Even though the rest of us could run faster, shoot better, and outmarch Private Strang, he nonetheless commanded our undying respect and devotion. Our four drill instructors had faith in him as well, and they were determined that he would graduate with our platoon. And all of us helped him, cheered him on, and worked with him every minute of every day to make him better so that he could, at the moment of truth, do those three elusive pull-ups when he took his final physical fitness test before graduation. I wish I knew Private Strang's first name, but I just don't. No one in boot camp ever knew anyone's first name. It was against the rules. Our names were stamped in black ink with military block letters on every article of clothing we were issued. My new name in boot camp was Private Coryell. People with common last names were denoted by adding their initials at the end, such as Rivera M.A. or Smith D.M. Private Strang was a good Marine recruit. He always gave his best, always had a superior attitude, and he never gave up. In the final analysis, when Private Strang was weighed and measured, he managed to pass his physical fitness test. He did those three pull-ups. I know that sounds a bit silly to some of you. You might be thinking, how can a Marine be so weak in his upper body? Even I can do three pull-ups. But you ask that question only because you don't understand the most important quality of being a United States Marine. The most important measure of a Marine isn't in how many pull-ups he can do, or weight he can lift, or the size of his biceps. A Marine is measured by the size of his heart and the strength of his spirit. When I read that story, it kind of inspires me. It maybe even shames me a little bit, because even at 66, I can do more than three pull-ups. But here was a guy who, by all rights, should have never even been in Marine Corps boot camp due to the physical limitations and his weakness. But who was it that said, in our weakness, we are made strong? I'll have to look that up. But Private Strang, man, he was strong. He was strong inside. You just can't beat a man if he refuses to surrender. And that's what we have to do. Now, you might be thinking, well, what does this have to do with home defense or personal defense or self-defense? It has everything to do with protecting and defending the ones that you love. Life is going to do its best to kick the crap out of you. That's what life does. Life is like gravity. It never ends. It's always pulling you down. Gravity never stops. It's relentless. It's always pulling you down. But the act of defying gravity, that's what makes us strong. That's what weightlifting is. That's what a pull-up is. You're defying gravity. You are saying, I don't care about gravity. It's working against me, but I'm not going to give up. I'm just going to keep right on going. And I've had times in my life where gravity has been so strong. Bad marriages, divorces, custody battles, financial problems. The important thing is that you never, ever, ever give up. Even if you're a civilian, you got to have the heart of a Marine these days to just make it through life. Because life is so hard. Well, folks, that's what I think. Please write me and tell me what you think. You can email me at skip@homedefenseshow.com. All right, folks, if you want to learn how to protect yourself and your loved ones, then you need to check out our sponsor, United States Concealed Carry Association. Just go to uscca.com and see how they can help you protect and defend the ones you love. This is Skip Coryell on Home Defense Show. Coming up next, we'll be interviewing Reggie Macon about his martial arts school called Battleground JKD. Then we'll be speaking with John Cello from the great state of South Carolina in our ShootingClasses.com self-defense report. In the meantime, God bless and stay safe, and don't give up. Please do not give up. We will be right back.
Some say his face is painfully ugly, and I agree. But who cares? This is radio. Welcome back to the Home Defense Show with Skip Coriel.
And that was a beautiful and sultry voice of Golden Glenn, the official announcer of the Home Defense Show. Folks, we live in a dangerous world, and I want you to be able to protect and defend the ones you love. And that's why I have this show. It's my way of empowering you to accomplish one of your primary jobs in life. You are a protector and a defender. Okay, listeners, before we get too far into the show, don't forget to check out our sponsors, United States Concealed Carry Association, ShootingClasses.com, and CenterShot Indoor Gun Range for all your training and equipment needs. And speaking of protectors and defenders, now I'd like to welcome a new friend of mine to the show. He's Reggie Macon, the owner of the martial arts school called Battleground JKD. Reggie, welcome to the Home Defense Show.
Thanks for having me, Skip. I appreciate that.
You are from my neck of the woods. You're from Grand Rapids area, correct?
Correct. So I stay in Grand Rapids, but I'm pretty much from Chicago. So
Chicago, that's a bit of a rough neighborhood. Why did you move to Michigan from Chicago then?
My father just wanted something different. He grew up in the inner city of Chicago, so he knew the path that either you're going down this path or this path. So he's like, he wanted something different for his kids. So he had an uncle that stayed here, and his uncle was like, hey, come down here. It's a great place to raise the family, and we've been here ever since.
Ah, that's awesome. So no regrets then?
No regrets at all. Still love home, but, you know, this is a place where I've actually raised my family and see that this is definitely a place that, you know, even though in the crazy world that we live in, no matter where you are, Grand Rapids has been a wonderful home for us.
I like it too. I've lived here my entire life. I'm 66 now, and I've only spent 1 year living someplace else aside from my time in the Marine Corps. And that was in Iowa. Great deer hunting down there and corn, lots of corn and deer. All right, Reggie, Battleground JKD. What exactly is that?
So Battleground JKD is Jeet Kune Do, which is Bruce Lee's martial arts. It's a mixture of kung fu, boxing, fencing, and Wing Chun. So he just made it more street oriented. There's no forms or katas or anything like that. There's no belt system. It's only a numbering system. Level 1 through 5, 5 being the highest. Of course, 1 being, you know, just starting out. So if it were equivalent to the belt system, 1 would be a white belt, 5 would be a black belt.
I'd never heard of that one before. It's called Jeet Kune Do. Is that what you said?
It's a Filipino-style martial arts, yep.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, how did you get into that?
I actually worked with my instructor for about 2 years, and he chased me down for like 2 months. And he's like, hey, man, you fight? And of course, coming from Chicago, I'm like, yeah, I'll fight if I have to. Like, what you mean if I do I fight? But he's like, no, you know, I have a school, just a small group of guys that we get together, you know, iron sharpen iron. We just do some training. I'm like, oh, okay. So he asked me, I'm like, you know, and at the time I wasn't playing semi-pro football and playing in these Gus Macker tournaments that I just found out about up here when I got around. So I'm like, yeah, I'm an athlete. I don't need to do all that extra stuff. But he was like, I tell you what, come to a class, man. If you like it, you know, we can work something out. Went to one class and I haven't left ever since.
How old were you when you started then?
I was 20 years old. Yep, I've been doing Jeet Kune Do for about 17 years now. I just recently turned 37 on February 7th, so been a while.
Well, actually, I guess JKD has been good to you because you don't look 37. You look, you know, I met you at the Barry County Church Safety Summit. You looked younger than that, so it must be good for
you. It keeps me active, disciplined, and keeps me young. I have 3 kids of my own that also keeps me young. I've been training my oldest daughter. She's 14. I've actually been training her since she was about 4. So she's actually like one of my youth instructors in class. I have an 11-year-old, Kaylani. I'm sorry. My first daughter name is Leilani. My wife is from Hawaii. So they have Hawaiian name. And my son, unfortunately, he gets a name like his daddy. So he's Reggie Jr.
Hey, this is Skip Coriel on Home Defense Show, and we're speaking with self-defense instructor Reggie Macon from Battleground JKD. Reggie, what are the strengths of JKD? Why should someone else do it?
I gravitated towards it. I've done karate in the past, of course, and I did boxing, but I've gravitated towards it because there is nothing set in stone to say you have to move this way. I have a class of about 8 men. I teach them all the same tools, but no one will ever move the same because our body expresses itself in different ways. So no knock on the traditional karate where you have to stand in a horse stance and throw punches from a certain angle. It's just a self-expression of your body. And like I said, everybody can know all the same tools, but it's beneficial because there is no, okay, I can look at this person and know that he's doing something right because his body might not move the same as somebody else. So it gives everybody the equal opportunity to learn and understand how they can defend themselves. So
yeah,
that's one thing that I gravitated towards it for, because no katas are formed. So you're not stuck into a script, sort of say, when it comes to moving. I love it. And plus, I'm super biased because I've been doing it for 17 years.
Yeah.
But there's no knock on other martial arts. It's just that this one, it fits me personally.
Well, that makes sense to me. One of the things that I look for in open-handed skills, primarily for self-defense, is I ask the question, okay, how well does this martial art translate from the dojo into the parking lot where you're actually going to be using mm-hmm. it? And how would you answer that question for JKD?
It actually, the way Bruce Lee came up with it, is the way of the intercepting fist. It's pretty much was put together for self-defense, more street-oriented, where it's simple, but yet applicable for your everyday life. So if there's a move we are doing in the gym, you definitely can do it in the street because we practice how we train how we fight. So
yeah,
there is no, I'm going to do this technique and this potentially can do, you know, this, that, and the third. No, this is exactly what it's going to do if you do it right. And Bruce Lee always said, coming from his students that I've trained with, the best defense is just getting out the way. You know, you get a lot of things where, oh, I can block this way and I can do this. Footwork is the most important thing. If I can move and get myself create distance and separation, that's the best way I can do defense and get out the way. But if there are times where I can use the strengths and defenses and everything like that. So it's nothing major when it's coming, like no flowery, oh, this is so pretty type stuff. It's just more rugged, straight to the point, survival techniques.
You know, one of the things that you said a few minutes ago, you were talking about everyone's body is different and mm-hmm. you know, you move in different ways. And boy, I can just say amen to that because you know, I wasn't always 66 years old.
Right.
And I can tell you, my body moves differently today than it did when I was your age, 37. I mean, when I was 37, I was still in pretty good shape for a 37-year-old. And then when I was 20 years old and in the Marines, it worked even better.
Mm-hmm.
But this sounds like something that can follow you through time, something that you can take with you into old age, because there aren't the set things that you have to do. You got to do it this way. Well, okay, yeah, when I was 18, you know, I could stand this way and I could kick over my head. But now it's like, yeah, I can still kick over my head, but only the one time. And then I'm flat on my back and screaming in pain. So this sounds like something that you can have for a lifetime. And
it's funny you say your age. My oldest client is 66. So
this is Skip Coriel on the Home Defense Show. We're out of time for this segment, but stay tuned because we've got more great stuff coming up next. We'll continue our conversation with Reggie Macon, the owner of Battleground JKD. We will be right back.
Avoid danger, save lives, and keep your loved ones safe. If this sounds good to you, you sound good to me, and I'd like to help you do those things. Avoid danger, save lives, and keep your loved ones safe. If you're looking for more excitement in your life, we have nothing to offer you. But if you are a thoughtful, responsible, nonviolent man or woman, we'd love to teach you what to do if something crazy happens. More importantly, we'd like to teach you what not to do. We currently have over 500,000 members. They are doctors and single moms and firemen and grandmothers and veterans and Democrats and Republicans and members of every faith. But the one thing they all have in common is that they know exactly what to do if something crazy happens. When you're with one of our members, you are safe. Our members know how to de-escalate situations. They know how to calm things down. We are the United States Concealed Carry Association. See what we're all about at usconcealedcarry.com. Discover the little-known backstory of the U.S. Concealed Carry Association at usconcealedcarry.com.
The mere sound of his voice makes women swoon and men storm the gates of hell. Welcome back to the Home Defense Show with Skip Coriel.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Home Defense Show. I'm your host, Skip Coriel, and now let's continue our conversation with Reggie Macon of Battleground JKD. Reggie, what is most important to you in life? And I'll tell you, the reason I ask this, I always encourage my students to figure out who you are, know yourself. Mm-hmm. Sun Tzu, Art of War stuff, right? Know yourself, know the enemy.
Yep.
Who are you, Reggie? What is most important to you in life?
So on top of learning the martial arts, of course, I've always wanted to do like the MMA fighting and stuff like that. But once I had my kids, I figured it was something bigger than myself. And then once I had not only just kids, but two girls first, of course, I wanted to be that person to have my son first and then have my daughter so my son can protect his sisters. But it was the exact opposite. Crazy world we live in. And then I've did a lot of research on sex trafficking and things of that nature. So I became super passionate about just bringing awareness to that. And having my two daughters and my wife, of course, I wanted to be able to give them some knowledge to protect themselves when I'm not around. My biggest why is to help not only the females, but our youth to understand the dangers that we live in. Like, of course, you know, they're super unfiltered when it comes to the world that we live in. So just giving them that knowledge on situational awareness and being able to observe when they're out. So I became super gung-ho on just drilling that into my daughters and my wife and everything else. So I've always told people my purpose was to serve others. And I feel this is a great way to serve them by giving them the knowledge to protect themselves. Because we take for granted every day making it home, and there's a lot of people that don't. So I just wanted to bring that to light for them.
Yeah, you're exactly right. 37 years old. If I had been as wise as you when I was 37 years old, I could have saved myself a lot of heartache, right? But you know what? I wasn't, and I didn't. But, you know, I made a lot of mistakes, but I did end up wiser. I wouldn't really change anything. There's no future in regret, but you're absolutely right. And life is tough. Life is good, but life is tough. And I remember I had a similar experience. I was 28 when I had my first child. I view my life as before kids and after kids. And I remember when my first son popped out of the womb there, grab him and holding on to this kid, and it just hit me like a ton of bricks. Wow, I'm responsible for this thing, right? I mean, exactly. If I screw up, it affects him, and it was an incredible responsibility. If I do it wrong, this kid depends on me to feed him, to diaper him, you know, to play with him, to teach him, all of that stuff. And it's just huge. So I've got 7 kids. The oldest is 39 and the youngest is 12. Now, I want you to figure out how I did that and do it a better way, Reggie, okay? Because I didn't do it the best way, but hey, I got the job done. A few bumps and bruises, but I got the job done. And 19 grandkids, you know, you're doing a great job. And I love what I'm hearing from you. Your life philosophy sounds great to me. And we need more men like you, men that stand up and say, hey, this is my family. You can't touch my family. You know, you got to go through me. What about your spiritual life? I know this is personal, so you can tell me to pound sand if you want. What do you believe?
I definitely believe there's a higher power. We're currently looking for a church home. So that's something that we've been looking for. We just actually recently moved not that long ago. So I'm definitely faith, family, and love first. It's something that drives me to keep me going. Just seeing the smile on my wife and kids' face after, you know, we do a demonstration or I go to a school and do a anti-bullying talk or something like that. And just seeing the enjoyment that my wife will see, you know, she works full time and she, you know, blessed me with the opportunity to walk away from my 9-to-5 to do this full time because she saw the passion that I had into it. So, you know, I give her all the blessings and all the love that for the support that she gives me, because I honestly, if it wasn't for, you know, my wife or my kids, I'd probably still be trying to do MMA and do other stuff, which isn't wrong. But, you know, I'd rather, as they say, with great power comes great responsibility. And I feel that, you know, the responsibility for me and my purpose is to make sure I can equip the most people with the knowledge. So we're very faith driven and, you know, we put God first in everything. Without him, I wouldn't be in opportunities or have the opportunities that I have now. You know, even being able to meet you at the church conference, it was like, hey, this could be potentially something I can get the word out there to on why I do what I need to do. So
awesome. This is Skip Coriel on the Home Defense Show, and we're speaking with Reggie Macon of Battleground JKD. Reggie, I love what I'm hearing. I would like to send more people your way. How do people find out more about Battleground JKD?
So we actually have a website. It's battlegroundjkdllc.com. A lot of my information and classes and, you know, videos on there. We're on social media under the same name, Battleground JKD LLC, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter as well. We're located downtown Grand Rapids, right on Market and Wealthy at 342 Market Street. Try to do as many pop-up shops for local things as possible, not only to get my name out there, but to see what's going on in our community. So if you want more information, you can look us up on all social media and with our website.
I definitely want to have you on the show again. One thing that is really heavy on my heart, and you know, I don't know exactly how to broach this, because, you know, I'm a white guy and you're a black guy. Okay. I right. Noticed that when I saw you, go, hey, he looks like a black guy, you know. But, you know, it's like one of the things in America now is white people and black people, it's almost like we're not allowed to talk to each other. And it's like we've been alienated from each other, and we're supposed to stay separate. You know, if you say the wrong thing, you know, I'm going to be right. a bigot or whatever. You know, and I'm speaking from the white man perspective, mm-hmm. you know, but I have almost zero window into the black man perspective. Do you guys feel the same kind of pressure or stigma about that?
It's definitely a tension in between the two when it comes to, you know, having a conversation. And I would say I'm different, because I'm very open-minded when it comes to having conversations about the uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. It's always something, like you said, that line between the race is like, you know, don't say this, don't say that, you can't say this. That has been something, well, that I've been in rooms where it's been like, okay, I'm the only black guy in a room full of yeah. white guys, as you would say. But I am not afraid of that conversation due to the fact that it needs to be had. And a lot of yeah. times people shy away from it. So being able to have those conversations amongst, and I don't even say black or white, I just say, you know, amongst my peers, that's something that needs to be said, so we can both get an understanding from both sides. So the more time, yeah. the more conversations that I have with the opposite race, if you want to say, is helping me educate myself when it comes to understanding. So when I'm teaching, there is no racial barrier. Like, we all, you know, learn the same, you know, everybody learn differently, but we all can grasp the concept when it comes to protecting our family, especially when it's another father or somebody else that has family that they look up to that they want to protect. So that yeah. race card is pulled out of the way when it becomes us as men willing to be the protectors and providers that we're naturally able to be.
Yeah. Yeah, it was the same when I was in the Marines. It was kind of the same way. There was no black, there was no white. We were all olive drab, you know, just different shades of olive drab. All right, I'm glad to hear you say that, because I want to have you on the show again and talk about that, because I think it's real important right now, you know, to bring yep. The races together and remove that barrier. So, but Reggie, we are out of time right now. But coming up next, we'll have our self-defense report with John Cello of the great state of South Carolina, brought to you by ShootingClasses.com. During the break, go ahead and check out our sponsors, United States Concealed Carry Association at USCCA.com, CenterShot Indoor Gun Range at CenterShotGunRange.com, and ShootingClasses.com. Reggie, I want to thank you very much for being on the Home Defense Show today.
Hey, I appreciate it, and I'm very honored for you to have me on the show. Can't wait to the next one.
Okie dokie. After that, go ahead and pump out 500 bends and thrust. And if you don't know what that is, then go talk to your local Marine Corps recruiter, and he'll be glad to educate you. God bless and stay safe. We will be right back.
Firearms training should be easy. instructors can focus on teaching and not worry about all the complex paperwork and management behind the scenes. Just pull the trigger and let us do the administrative work. Welcome to shootingclasses.com.
At Center Shot Gun Range, we are passionate about training. Don't know where to start? We offer a one-hour new shooter seminar to introduce you to the world of firearms and help you find training opportunities specific to you. Concealed carry, home defense, firearm safety, AR-15, private one-on-one training, custom training, or maybe you're on a security team looking to protect your church or business. We even offer weekday morning and evening classes. Center Shot Gun Range has you covered. Start your journey at centershotgunrange.com.
Firearms training should be easy. Instructors can focus on teaching and not worry about all the complex paperwork and management behind the scenes. Just pull the trigger and let us do the administrative work. Welcome to shootingclasses.com.
He's no Einstein, but he can read and write and feed himself just like a big boy. Welcome back to the Home Defense Show with Skip Coriel.
And that was a beautiful and sultry voice of Golden Glenn, the official announcer of the Home Defense Show, and I'm your host, Skip Coriel. Don't forget to check out our sponsors, United States Concealed Carry Association, ShootingClasses.com, and Center Shot Indoor Gun Range for all your training and equipment needs. And now it's time for our weekly self-defense report, sponsored by ShootingClasses.com. And today we're speaking with firearms instructor John Cello from the great state of South Carolina. John, welcome to the Home Defense Show.
Well, thank you, Skip, and thank you for having me.
John, why don't we start, just take about 30 seconds, give us your background, the story of your life in 30 seconds. Ready, set, go.
Well, I'm retired military police. I had some time in civilian law enforcement, worked patrol, SWAT, and vice narcotics in an undercover role. Military career started in the Air Force and ended with the Army Guard. So
this is not your first rodeo.
No, I think I'm on the optimal number of rodeos, actually, for this. So.
Life can be like a rodeo. It'll beat the crap out of you and spit you out at the end. All right, we've got a news article. I'm going to go ahead and read that, John, and then you and I, just two old instructors, we're going to kick it back and forth and kind of armchair quarterback this and give the people the benefit of your immense wisdom. So here we go. Charlotte boy shoots hotel intruder while defending pregnant mother, police say. Charlotte, Mecklenburg police say an 11-year-old boy shot a man to defend his pregnant mother against an attack from a hotel room intruder. Police have warrants out for the suspect. Investigators said he broke into a room and started attacking a pregnant mother when her young son stepped in and shot him. According to CMPD, the break-in and shooting happened late Wednesday, March 13, after 11 p.m. at the In-Town Suites just off I-77 in West Charlotte. Investigators said a man busted into a hotel room and started attacking a 27-year-old pregnant mom, leaving her with bruises and scratches. Police said the woman knew her attacker and it was a domestic violence situation. Detectives said the woman's 11-year-old son saw his mom getting attacked and the young boy rushed in and shot the intruder. The suspect and the pregnant woman were taken to the hospital. Police said the young boy is not facing any charges. Investigators have warrants out for the suspect, including assault by strangulation, assault on an unborn child, and false imprisonment. John, give me your initial impressions of that story.
Well, you always hate to hear children involved, especially in that capacity. You know, that's something he's going to have to deal with the rest of his life. When you started reading the article, the first thought that ran through my mind was, yeah, it was probably mom trying to get away from an abusive boyfriend, whatever. So this probably isn't his first exposure to that level of violence between the two of them.
Yeah. I think you're right. And it's really quite common. I did some research a while back on murder victims. And according to FBI crime stats, 80.3% of all murder victims knew their attacker. And the majority of that 80% were domestic type situations. So I think you're right. This boy probably had seen violence before and probably saw his mother getting knocked around a little bit. Poor 11-year-old boy, that is pretty young to have to do something like that.
The article wasn't real clear. From the sounds of it, the boy actually hit the offender, but they said that there's warrants out for him. I don't know if they have him in custody by that or if he hit him and the guy got away wounded.
Yeah, well, it just says he shot a man. So I'm assuming that he wounded him, didn't kill him because he got away or there wouldn't be a warrant. 11-year-old kid in a hotel room. I assume they were trying to get away, hiding from the man or whatever. I assume it was the mother's gun. The man came in and started beating on the mom, trying to hurt the mom, kill the mom. And the son came and did what he had to do. And like you said, he's going to have to live with that for the rest of his life now.
Yeah. And people tend to really undercut the emotional impact that it has on an individual when you shoot someone. You know, we're raised from the time we could understand that you don't hit people, you don't hurt people. So to shoot somebody, you know, and severely wound them or even kill them, that it just short circuits all our wiring that we've had. Hopefully it won't damage this boy too bad, but kudos to him for stepping up and knowing how to operate and actually getting hits in the fray.
Yeah, this is Skip Coriel, and you're listening to the Self-Defense Report, sponsored by ShootingClasses.com. As we discuss self-defense with John Cello, this 11-year-old, you know, first off, you know, he did the right thing. He did what he had to do. His mom may have died if he hadn't stepped in. I guess his love for his mother overpowered the natural inclination to not take a human life. But the kid's going to need some therapy and a lot of love is my take on it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I saw that a lot in the military where we get in a gunfight and afterwards, you know, the new guys that it was their first time, it shattered them. And they were trained and knew what they were getting into. So I just can't imagine the crushing emotions that are hitting an 11-year-old child.
Yeah, well, hopefully he's getting the help that he needs. And I've talked about this with my own kids. You know, I still have an 18-year-old at home and then a 14-year-old and a 12-year-old. And I've told them, listen, you do what you have to do to protect and defend yourself and your family. That's part of your job. And I taught my kids growing up from the time that they were little, family is important. God, family, country, in that order. And you do what you got to do. And when you think about it, John, if he hadn't done anything, this was a no-win situation for this little boy.
Oh, yeah. It had been a lot worse had he not done anything and something serious would have happened to mom.
Yeah, because then he would have had to live with that for the rest of his life.
Or he could have been next.
Oh, you're right. You know, I hadn't even thought about that, but that's a good point. It's interesting that you talk about trained soldiers, grown men who go into combat, still have trouble taking another of their own species. I was in the Marines, but it was peacetime, so I never had to deal with that. But you're saying you had guys that you fought alongside had trouble going into battle the first time.
Yeah, well, you know, the nervousness and all that, but it was really afterwards when we were doing our debriefs where it actually sunk in and hit them what had occurred and what they had done. Of course, it was nice because it separated the soldiers from the sociopaths. If they didn't have some kind of bad reaction to it, there's something wrong with a person like that. So,
Yeah. I've always been of the mindset that I want to train reluctant warriors. It's like I want them to have a warrior mindset, but I don't want them to be anxious about it. I mean, I run across guys every once in a while in my circle who it's like they're almost excited about getting into an altercation so that they can use their training. And that's not really what we should be training people for. I want them to be ready, but I don't want them to be anxious about it.
Yeah, those types usually haven't even ever been in a fist fight in their life. So they really don't know what they're asking for. The main thrust of my CWP and any of the defensive weapon classes, it's look, if you can avoid it, avoid it. Because of the fact that along with maybe getting injured or killed, you know, now you're going to have to live with this the rest of your life. And,
yeah,
you know, I don't wish that on anybody.
John, we are about out of time. Tell us a little bit more about your classes, the training, And then where people can go to find out more about you.
I run the Tactical Pirate. You can find that at tacticalpirate.com. Pretty much do anything in the way of defensive, handgun, carbine, and shotgun classes.
I love that name. When I first saw that name, the Tactical Pirate, you know, I'm thinking like swashbuckling, you know, onboard ships. And do you train people to swing down from the rigging with their saber and take people on like that?
Well, originally I was going to offer the Cutlass course, but decided not to. No, the way that came about was I was looking for something to go along with tactics, techniques, and procedures, and couldn't find anything, and that's what popped up. So,
John, you did a great analysis. I want to thank you very much for being on the Home Defense Show today.
All right, I appreciate you having me. I enjoyed it.
Okay, folks, this is Skip Coriel on Home Defense Show. That about wraps it up for this week's show. I've had a good time, and I hope you have too. Please don't forget to thank our sponsors, CenterShot Indoor Gun Range at CenterShotGunRange.com, ShootingClasses.com to help you find the right trainer for your needs, and United States Concealed Carry Association. For all your self-defense needs, go to USCCA.com. And oh yeah, before I forget, I've written 20-plus books, and they're all available on Amazon.com in paperback, ebook, and audiobook. This week, check out one of my nonfiction books. It's titled Sunrise Reflections, Finding Hope in Hard Times. Join us again next week for all your home defense needs. In the meantime, God bless and stay safe.
Thank you for joining us this week on The Home Defense Show. Now, get out there and protect the ones you love. We'll see you next week with more of the best.
Bye-bye, boys!
Have fun storming the castle!